And so, let us take a break from all of that and head down to Tampa, Florida, the one state in America that hasn't gotten any snowfall so far, where things are going to heat up even more tonight as Clemson takes on Alabama, number 2 versus number 1 of the college football championship game. Joining us now from Tampa is Dr. Deb Stroman of the UNC Kenan Flagler Business School. Thanks for joining us, and how are you enjoying the relative warmth?
Well, I'll tell you, I am sitting right now in the middle of Raymond James Stadium, where the game will take place at 8 o'clock, Clemson versus Alabama. And I'll tell you, it is about 68 degrees, and I know it's a lot different from back home, and this is the place to be. When you think about all the stuff that's going on that brings people, that makes people go against each other, whether you're red, blue, the politics, economics, all of that, but sport is the place where we all just come together and watch a ball game, cheer for our favorite teams, talk a little smack, and there's no doubt the world's attention is on this game tonight.
What is the atmosphere like? I know it's a few hours before the game actually begins, so stadium's still beginning to fill up, but what about in Tampa in general?
So gates open at 5:30, and what's interesting is watching the different demeanors or atmospheres of the teams. And so every year I bring students down, what I call Project Touchdown, to get experiential education at the national championship game. And we know that in Alabama, Alabama football is number one. And so people will come in on a Wednesday or Thursday to tailgate in Tuscaloosa. Well, here, Alabama did the same. They came in early. They packed the streets, the bars, the restaurants, the shopping malls, everything. And, of course, all the wonderful events that fans can attend. Clemson showed up yesterday, and I'm telling you, Aaron, they showed up. This city is orange. I feel that deep in their minds that they know that this is a game that they can win. They're not afraid of Alabama. They've already seen them. They're here partying. They're here screaming all in. It's just been a great, great atmosphere for fans.
Speaking with Dr. Deb Stroman, Kenan Flagler Business School, and Deb, you mentioned Project Touchdown. You have some students down there with you. How many and what are you doing?
So I bring down 4 students, and I look for very high-character, high-performing students, and they get the opportunity to get game day experience, event experience, logistics, operations, security. What we've done this year is team operations, and so 2 students were assigned to Clemson at their hotel, and then 2 students were assigned to work with Alabama. And so they got the opportunity to help them in terms of getting to where they need to be, logistics, security concerns, meals, a number of opportunities to really put what we learn in the classroom, all the different theories, all the different principles, and we see them come alive. So, I'd like to mention the different the teams and way they've been acting. Alabama is definitely all business, very stoic, very business-like, laser-focused. Whereas Clemson is really very playful, very loose. Had the opportunity to chat with Dabo Swinney, coach for Clemson, and he was very engaging. It's interesting to see which philosophy, or so to speak, which one will show up tonight to get the W.
I got to ask which class this is coming out of that this is the application of.
So what I do with the Carolina Sport Business Club, which is one of the largest student organizations on campus, is for any student, regardless of your major, if you want to be in the sport industry, you get the opportunity to not only lead a club with the number of students, over 600 students on the database, but also to get involved with activities. So we put on our own events, but we also do road trips to minor league, professional sports, college sport activities within the state. We visited the Panthers, the Hornets, the Hurricanes, again, minor league baseball. We bring in guest speakers, and then we do special events where I actually select students, again, regardless of your major, to have the opportunity to come on a major trip like this. Now, being a faculty member at Kenan Flagler Business School, I do see day-to-day our outstanding Kenan Flagler students, and so on this trip, I do have 3 Kenan Flagler students.
Speaking again with Dr. Deb Stroman, Kenan Flagler Business School. So tell us about what's going to happen on the field tonight. We've got all of the off-the-field goings-on, all of the team events, the atmosphere, and the fan bases that are in Tampa for this game. It's going to be an electric atmosphere as the teams hit the field. But what can we expect to see on the field tonight?
Well, some people are saying it will be high-scoring. It was 45-40 last year. Alabama beat Clemson. and it was all immediately an instant classic game on ESPN. Others are saying because there is so much attention to what could happen in the sense of Deshaun Watson for Clemson being that poised veteran quarterback, that Alabama's defense is so strong, so it might be low scoring. There's no doubt that the Alabama defense has been talked about all year. They are undefeated. Whereas if there is a team that could beat an Alabama defense, you would need a quarterback that's experienced, that's Heisman Trophy-like, and that is Deshaun Watson. Definitely it will be a battle on the line. Which line, offensive line, defensive line, can control the line, that will make a difference in the game. Turnovers are always important in big games. The teams that can remain calm, no unforced error, so to speak, they usually come out ahead on in big games like this. I'm expecting a big, big battle. I know the money, the odds are all with Alabama, but I would not be surprised if Clemson won this game tonight.
We're looking forward to it. 8 p.m. is game time. ESPN's going to have it televised. Turning back to UNC, we just got word a couple of hours ago Mitch Trubisky is heading to the NFL. He decided to forego the senior year at UNC and declare for the NFL draft. What are your thoughts on that?
Well, I'm happy for Mitch. I know there are a lot of people in this in America who aren't happy with one-and-done players in basketball or players who leave early for the NFL. In college, you can do that. After your third year, 19 years old, after your third year class, you can move out. What I like to think about is if you are working, if you had an opportunity to get a job with IBM or P&G or ESPN and they were going to pay you six figures and give you the job of your lifetime, would you stay in college? And I think most of us would say no. And so Mitch looked at this situation. He saw that the quarterbacks coming out this year aren't necessarily strong. We know Deshaun Watson. Sorry, we've got a check going on in the stadium. But if there is an opportunity for you to be the second or third or fourth quarterback coming out in the first round, you want to jump on that. Next year, there will probably be many more outstanding quarterbacks who will join the league. So Mitch had a great year. He was already proven coming out of high school. A lot of predictions that he had an NFL-type game. And certainly he proved it with us this year. He broke many, many quarterback records at Carolina. And the thing is once you're a Tar Heel, you're always a Tar Heel. So just like many of our UNC grads, I expect to see him in the summer attending class and finishing up that degree, and then we'll get to watch him play on Sunday afternoon.
What is it about his game that makes it NFL ready?
Well, number one, physicality. And that's why, unlike the NBA, you can have players come out 18, 19 years old, and they can be on a roster and possibly even get minutes in the NBA. In the NFL, one more check. In the NFL, you need players who have the physical bodies to take that wear and tear. And there is no way that, you know, a first-year player, second-year player can take all the pounding and all the demands of the NFL. And so Mitch Trubisky has a very, very physical body, very strong. He's tall. He can look over the offensive line. And more importantly, he's got a great arm. And he's proven that he can hit the slot receivers. He can throw the deep ball. Coach Fedora has that fast break offense where he's been able to demonstrate his arm strength and his poise. And of course, he surprises a bit in the sense that he's been able to actually move around and get around some of the defensive players. So we're excited about Mitch Trubisky and him coming out. And I know all the Tar Heel Nation will be happy to cheer him on.
And then for his future, what is the best case scenario? I know you got that possibility that he gets drafted by a team that needs a quarterback right now, or you got the Aaron Rodgers situation where he gets drafted by a team that doesn't need one and he can sit there and learn the game for a couple of years and then get out on the field. What's the best case scenario for Mitch? What does he want?
Well, there's definitely some teams that need a quarterback and they're going to get an opportunity. Many people are talking about the New York Jets, but you know, the best situation for young quarterbacks is to get behind a pro who's been playing, has experience, and you get to learn. If you look at Winston Jameson from Florida State, he had to play right away. And he's an exceptional athlete. You know, he's done great, great things for Tampa Bay, broken a lot of quarterback records. But if Mitch has to get in there early, I just hope he has the offensive line that can protect him. More often than not, you're seeing some lower-round quarterbacks who end up being great pros.
Yep.
And I think the biggest example is Tom Brady,
yep,
a six-round draft pick. So hopefully he'll get behind a steady line where he can learn. And if he has an offensive coordinator who's been proven, that's another example for Mitch to have a good career in the NFL.
Oh, we're going to let you go get back to the game. But Deb Stroman, thank you so much. Enjoy tonight.
Thank you. Go ACC.